Welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amberlynn. I teach women how to take back their brain from anxious attachment patterns with love and compassion. It is my mission to help every anxiously attached woman understand their brain, stop the anxious cycle, and finally feel confident and secure in who they are so they can live the life they want. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Hello there, and welcome to Anxious Attachment Solution, episode 34. I'm so glad that you joined me today. Today, I want to talk to you about our brains and how they can just be mean. You are not all of the thoughts that your brain tells you. Most of our brains are wired to be negative. It's human nature. But those of us with anxious attachment seem to have an extra spicy brain that likes to remind us of our flaws and our imperfections, and remind us that we are never going to measure up. So it takes a little bit more effort and planned intention to manage our brains and our thoughts. It takes an awareness that has to be developed, and I do this through thought work. Thought work is the process of working on our thoughts by learning how to be aware of our thoughts, creating new thoughts on purpose, and questioning thoughts that we think often, and asking ourselves, if this thought is serving us, is it creating the emotions that we want? Is it creating the results in our life that we want to see? I realized today that my brain has been extra mean to me lately, and I have been less proactive in thinking thoughts about myself on purpose to neutralize my mean brain. The volume of my negative self-thoughts were getting louder and coming more often this week. Worse, today, I could see myself starting to believe them again. My insecurities started getting louder, and I started getting quieter. I let my brain talk to me, and I stopped talking back to my brain. My brain whispered, "You aren't good enough. You won't reach that goal. It won't last. You're too much. That isn't for you. You will never get out of debt. You will never have enough money. You're not getting it right. You're doing it wrong." Such scarcity mindset, such fearful thoughts, such sadness followed these thoughts. But nobody likes to be sad, right? So next came anger. I got angry with myself. I realized I felt shame and guilt and frustration for this experience I was having, for believing my old thoughts, for allowing them to come on in again and stay for so long. I have worked so hard to develop a secure self-worth, to increase my self-confidence, and here it is, just gone. My brain wanted to tell me that all my progress that I've made was gone, and that I was turning back into my past self. But I wasn't. I knew deep down that I can never go back to the person who didn't know what I know now. Negative thought loops, negative self-talk, and moments of regression cannot take away the years of knowledge, wisdom, self-compassion, self-grace, and self-development that I had created for myself. I realized the thought, "It's happening again, you haven't made any progress," was a lie. Here I was, watching my thoughts, feeling the shame, guilt, and frustration, crying and questioning myself, why was I so sad? Why was I so frustrated? And I knew at that moment that these thoughts were not true. These were old thoughts, old beliefs that sometimes like to come back up to the surface to breathe and see if I have enough energy, time, or focus to squash them. Them coming back up doesn't mean I have not made progress. Them coming back up does not mean I have no self-esteem or that my self-worth is now conditional. It simply means I'm still a human with a brain, and a brain with anxious attachment, anxiety, and depression. It simply means that I need to get back to managing my mind and creating thoughts on purpose. You see, past me didn't know that. Present me knows that now. It simply meant that I had to also celebrate myself at this very moment instead of being so frustrated and so upset. You see, past me would have not known what to do. Past me would have fallen deeper into depression, higher into anxiety, and withdrawn instead of being aware of all the progress we have made and all that we know now. It would have just been consumed by these thoughts and feelings and let them take the wheel. Instead, I realized I had stopped using my thought work tools. I had stopped my brain maintenance. I had gotten so busy being busy that I had stopped doing the inner intentional work to build my self-concept and neutralize my mean brain. So I just want to offer that if your brain is telling you that you have lost all your progress because some old thoughts have crept back in, or you are having more anxious attachment triggers, or your anxiety is high, or your depression is low, or life is just lifing, remember that you cannot go back to the person before. It's impossible. Two steps backwards is not all progress lost. Never is all progress lost. No matter how much your brain wants you to believe this, it's simply not true. You are a human who deserves compassion and celebration for your dedication to inner growth and the inner work that you're doing. It is not easy work. It is work that will change your life entirely, but it takes consistency and dedication. So celebrate the progress you have made. Acknowledge the steps back and welcome the reminder to get back to the basics. When we stop managing our brain, stop creating thoughts on purpose or with intention, old wirings spring back up. It is not a problem. It is natural. It's just a signal that we have stopped exercising important brain muscles. So if this is you and you can relate to this, let's get back to the basics. Here are some of the basics that I do when I am starting my thought work. I remind myself, not every thought we think is true. Our thoughts create our feelings. Our feelings drive the actions that we take that are creating the results that we have in our life. That is why it's important to keep inventory of the thoughts that you are thinking daily. Are these thoughts producing feelings that you want to have? Write down the consistent feelings that you have every day. Start with the feelings. What feelings do you have? And then write the thoughts that you think that create those feelings. What thought do you currently have that you'd like to change or neutralize? Write it down. What thought would you like to believe instead? With those two thoughts, you create a thought ladder. I'll give you an example. The current thought I have right now is, I am too much. My goal thought is, I can love all of me for who I am. And then I put steps in between that, or thoughts in between on the ladder rungs that I can build up to. So if my current thought is, I am too much, my next thought might be, I am just enough. My next thought could be, my people love me for who I am. My next thought can be, I am me and that is beautiful. My ultimate thought is, I can love all of me for who I am. Remember to ask thought-provoking questions to open your mind up to new possibilities and new self-concepts. So if you have the thought, I am too much, what if being too much wasn't a problem? What if being visible wasn't so scary? What if who you are and how you show up isn't too much of anything and exactly everything needed? Really ask yourself questions, open up your brain, write it down, answer those questions. Develop a new self-concept by practicing new thoughts about yourself on purpose. I write new thoughts on a sticky note or I set an alarm on my phone to create new thoughts about myself. You see, our brain is always thinking negative thoughts automatically, so we have to practice these thoughts consistently to create new beliefs. So if there's an area of your life that you would like to see yourself change in, practice new thoughts. Because beliefs we have about ourselves are just thoughts that we think over and over again. So So to develop a new self-belief, you just have to practice consistently a new thought on purpose that you want to believe about yourself. Need help creating new thoughts? Here are a few from Carl Lowenthal's Encyclopedia of New Thoughts, or some that were inspired by her thoughts. A thought to think to help with your self-worth is, my value is inherent and does not change. My worth is unconditional. It cannot go up and down based on thoughts in my head or thoughts other people think of me. I am learning to be my own best friend. I am not teaching myself to believe in my self-worth. I am remembering. If you want help getting back on track, or you want to learn how to do this work, or you have anxious attachment and you want to understand its cycle and how to soothe it and how to stop the cycle, email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com and set up a consultation call, or DM me at takingbackherbrain on IG. I would love to hear from you. And please, if you related to this podcast and you know of any other women who would benefit from this podcast, like and share it. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you for joining me today. You are going to want my free guide on how to calm your anxious attachment. So head over to my Instagram, Taking Back Her Brain, and grab it. If this podcast resonated with you, I would really appreciate if you would rate and share it. If you have any questions or want to know more about how to work with me, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. Can't wait to hear from you.